Good afternoon and welcome back to the weekly technology show every Wednesday here on Dubai Eye, where in the first hour we take you through various different news stories with my co-host Rama Chakaki, co-founder and CEO of Barakar Ventures and head of marketing and sales at Zedna. Rama, welcome to you once again.
Good to see you.
We're also joined by Alexander McNabb of Spot on PR, a writer, communications guy and an author.
She makes it up every time, doesn't she?
I do, but you like it.
It's lovely.
Good. Yeah, lovely. Welcome to the programme. Now, as I said, each week in the second hour, we cover a particular theme, be it cyberbullying, animation in the Middle East, and lots of various other different topics. This week, we're going to be talking all about spam. Yes, we hate it if you're going to eat it or even just have it on your computer. And just as an aside, though, we would like to hear from you. If there are any subjects that you think we haven't covered, you'd like to hear more about, then why not let us know? You can do so by texting in on 4001. We also have a Twitter handle, hashtag UnwiredFM. Or you can send us an email through the website, www.dubaii1038.com. Let us know what you think. Well, joining us in the studio, we have Sharif Abdul Shawad, who's General Manager for the Middle East and Africa at Barracuda Networks. Good afternoon to Sharif. How are you doing?
Good afternoon.
Good
Thank
to see you.
For having me.
And we're also joined by Gaith Matar Al-Mazena, who is a TRA spokesperson. He's also with AECERT, which is Computer Emergency Response Team. Gaith, welcome. Good to see you.
Thanks. Good to see you too.
Now, before we get into the subject, though, can we play something funny?
Oh, let's.
Shall we? This is a bit of Monty Python for you. And I suppose really gets us into the whole theme that we're talking about today, which is spam.
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 Morning.
Morning.
What you got then?
Well, there's egg and bacon. Egg, sausage and bacon. Egg and spam, egg, bacon and spam, egg, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon and spam, 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 egg and spam, 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 baked beans, spam, spam, spam and spam, oh, lobster thermidor, crevettes with mornay sauce, garnished with truffle pate brandy and a fried egg on top and spam. Have you got anything without spam in it? Well, spam, egg, sausage and spam. There's not got much spam in it. I don't want any spam.
Why can't you have egg, bacon, spam and sausage?
That's got spam in it.
Not as much as spam, egg, sausage and spam.
Look, could I have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam? What do you mean? I don't like spam.
Spam, 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 spam.
And it goes on and on, and it's absolutely hilarious.
The, the dubious honour of being the first ever recorded spammer goes to Gary Thwerk, who sent an email out to 600 addresses on the ARPANET, which was the precursor to the internet. That was in 1978.
Really? Since then?
Since then.
Oh, dear.
And today we see 7 trillion spam emails a year.
Gosh.
85% of all email volume on the internet is spam.
Wow. That's phenomenal statistics.
And it's been put as a cost to productivity in society of $13 billion in just remedying it and trying to fight it. 81% of all spam is pharmaceutical. And there we go. There's an awful lot of spam. And most spam comes through zombies or botnets. That is, computers that have been compromised by criminals and are being used to relay spam. So they're not actually coming from somebody who can be identified. They're coming from widespread networks of compromised computers.
Incredible.
So it's a massive security problem as well as a daily annoyance.
I mean, I think everyone suffers with it. I certainly have. It's not too bad at the moment, I must say.
Most spam comes from India.
Really?
Yep, followed by Russia and Vietnam.
Gosh. And, I mean, but does it originally come from there, though? I mean, there's a, you know, there's sort of all these sort of re-networking, re-routing, etc. So we don't really know where the person...
Well, we have experts to
ask
to tell
an expert, yes, absolutely.
Well, there you go. We've talked. I'm sure whenever you mention spam, it's sort of like, oh, groan. Because it is. I mean, I think everyone has been affected by it at some point in their lives, be it on their mobile phones or, of course, on their computers. That's what we're talking about this afternoon. Why not join us? If you've got any questions, we've got the guys in the studio who hopefully can answer those questions for us. Let's start with Sherif, first of all. Let's find out a little bit more about Barracuda Networks. Perhaps you can just tell us a little bit about what you do over at Barracuda.
Sure. Barracuda is a fish. Barracuda, actually, the name, actually, let me explain a little bit about the name, where it comes from. So the founder, the main product that we have actually is the spam and virus firewall. So he'd been having a managed services out of the U.S., California, and wanted to... He was spammed in the 2000s. At that time, actually, spam was getting higher and higher. So I was, I want to fix my business issues. And I'm getting a lot of spam, 75 to 80% still. A lot of traffic eating my bandwidth and my servers. So we found a company which said, okay, Barracuda, the big Barracuda fish, eats a small fishes, which is a spam. So he called it Barracuda.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So that's where the name comes from.
Yeah.
And in a sense, becomes... added the layers from securing the spams or securing the user from spams to data protections all the way to servers, delivery for applications, and all end-to-end solutions. That's pretty much what Barracuda does.
Okay. So why is it then there is so much spam about? I mean, is it just one of these endless games that you have to kind of play, I suppose?
Historically, spam is a... The mission statement of the spammers, anyway, I want to take from your pocket some money and put it in my pocket. Whether it's by giving an advertisement, and I actually like make you click, so whenever I click something, I get some money.
Right.
Or now it's moved a little bit as the technology moved from a simple clicking or advertisements to more trying to fraud and theft, etc. So trying to get you purchase something is illegal or just put your credit cards, etc.
Well, it's quite interesting you should say that. I mean, maybe we need a definition of what spam is. I mean, is it, are you including in that advertising that's, I suppose, above board, legal, paid for advertising?
Spam is any unsolicited communication.
Exactly.
Is that how you define it, right?
Whether it's on the internet, whether it's by SMS, whether it's comment spam on a blog, it's okay. An unsolicited communication.
But by unsolicited, obviously, you mean by you haven't requested it. However, a lot of it comes, and we've just had a message come through from one of our listeners saying my mother never gave me her number, her mobile number, to anyone since she does not know English and Arabic, yet she receives SMSs almost every day. So, I mean, this is interesting. But, you know, I know that I've probably given my mobile number to... Oh, I mean, you give it out very often, don't you?
Well, you don't have to. I mean, the telcos, until the TRA stopped it, were selling their lists. There was a point where European countries weren't taking messages from the UAE because of the amount of spam that was being pumped into the global telecoms network. So the telcos were selling the lists. Now people will go out and get...
That's quite a sweeping statement. I mean, we do have someone from... we do have Gareth joining us here at the moment, so I don't know. Was that true? Can you confirm that?
Yeah.
Was that happening?
First of all, I would like to thank Dubai Eye for giving us this opportunity.
Yeah, it's great to have you.
To participate in this discussion. In fact, today I'll be taking two roles in this discussion. I will speak on behalf of TRA and the ACERT. Just to brief you about the TRA, I'll start giving an introduction about the TRA. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of the United Arab Emirates has been established according to the federal law by decree number 3 of the year 2003. And the TRA is responsible for the management of every aspect of the telecom and information technology industries in the UAE. I am currently working in ACERT. ACERT is under the umbrella of TRA. It is one of the initiatives. And just to clarify, what's ACERT? ACERT, it's the United Arab Emirates Computer Emergency Response Team.
Okay.
It is one of the TRA initiatives. It was established in the year 2007. And in the year 2008, we got accredited from the UAE Cabinet. And once we got this accreditation, we have registered with the CERT CC, the CERT Coordination Center,
okay.
Which is located in the United States.
And so what do you do at CERT then? What's your main sort of objective?
Actually, we have different categories or different services provided to our constituents. We'd like to emphasize that we are not a regulatory body, we are an advisory body as CERT. And we are providing services free of charge. Since the cert is known over the world, each cert, all certs around the world are non-profitable organizations. So we use even the term of constituent instead of clients. And different services provided, such as monitoring and response, awareness sessions. We provide security quality services.
Is it is it for individuals or is it mainly for businesses?
We have a tiering model. In the first, we are serving government sectors.
Yeah.
In the first place, and also we are serving business sectors, academic sectors, and we have also public. The public tier is the fourth, which are the normal users.
So, what's your relationship then to the telecommunication providers here in the region? In the UAE?
Yeah, actually, as I mentioned earlier, the TRA is responsible for the management of every aspect of the telecom and information.
So that's both Etisalat and DOO?
Yeah, exactly, both licensees.
Okay, so you manage those,
them,
okay.
Yeah, we do that, yeah.
Okay.
And if you'd like us to start with our topic today, spam, I just can start with a brief introduction about spam.
Sure, let's do that, but I must just take a break. It's time for us to take a break of this hour, so we'll come back and we'll hear more from Gaith here, who's said from the TRA and AE Cert, and also from Sharif, who is with Barracuda Networks. And we will be back after this.